AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden stood near a 70-year-old bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, to pitch his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan.
When the road or the bridge is washed out, or when it can't stand up to a hurricane, people can't get to their jobs, can't get to their schools, families can't get to hospitals safely. This is about creating jobs and also saving lives.
The president wants to raise corporate taxes and take back the 2017 Trump tax cut.
All those folks are still going to have two homes or three homes in their jets. It won't matter. Not going to change their standard in one little bit.
Several Republican senators favor spending $568 billion on infrastructure over 5 years. On Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a sweeping elections bill into law.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So
there you go.
Bill is signed.
It would place guardrails against voter fraud, even as they acknowledged there's no serious signs of voting irregularities last November. Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said there's no legitimate reason to change voting laws.
There are some states with bad laws that are trying to make them good, and some states with good laws trying to make them even better. That's moving forward. Florida is moving in the wrong direction.
The Biden administration is asserting the fate of indirect nuclear talks with Iran is now solely up to Tehran. A fourth round of talks is about to begin. The number of new confirmed coronavirus cases reached 400,000 for the second time in India. Under order of the Supreme Court, India's government has agreed to provide more medical oxygen to hospitals in the capital city, New Delhi. The Federal Reserve is warning the financial system remains vulnerable to pandemic-related threats. Another record close for the Dow, up 318 points. This is AP News. A new study finds the coronavirus forced some people to leave big cities. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
Census data released this week reveals how the pandemic has changed where and how Americans live. It shows population declines picked up in the nation's densest metro areas, while small cities in the Sun Belt and West grew. The study finds many COVID year migrants weren't driven by jobs, weather, or even fear of the virus, but by a desire to be closer to family and a freedom to make it happen because of remote working. And while there's been a pattern of people moving from larger to smaller cities for several years, the study finds the pandemic gave it added impetus. I'm Ben Thomas.
Harvey Weinstein wants his money back. The convicted rapist is suing his one-time lawyer, Jose Baez, for breach of contract and wants a refund of $1 million in legal fees, alleging Baez was regularly preoccupied with other matters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.